being a dreamer is probably like the most significant part of the journey, in that it forced me to have a choice. Like being undocumented, I mean, I don't have a choice. And it was also more of my parents' worries. But when I graduated college, first of all, I didn't even know like what's a dreamer. And also it was mine. Like it was my responsibility to either, look, I'm going to have this let me down and I'm going to go work at McDonald's, or I'm going to push through. My name is Priscilla Vega. I came to the United States from El Salvador undocumented. I was undocumented for 21 years. I was born in El Salvador in the early 80s during the height of the Civil War. My parents felt targeted by the Salvadorian army. So my dad decided for his safety that it was best to leave and come to America. So he did, and he left us behind with the intention of sending for us through a coyote, which he also did within about a year and a half. He sent a coyote to transport us across the border, which took about 6 months because we had to do it twice. We got caught and we were detained, and then they deported us back to El Salvador. And since my dad was still in the States, we still had to get there. We still had to be reunited. So we did it again. So we were here in 1986, and we were undocumented until 2003, maybe four. So most of my life, like two-thirds of my life, have been undocumented. I would say that it was a time that was very transient, very dark. My parents always whispered about worries that I didn't understand then, but it kept us always on the go. We never really had a fixed home. I went to 1 million elementary schools. Being doubled up, living with other families, you know, so it's kind of like a military experience, but not. It's mostly based out of fear and avoidance. I became a citizen in 2008, and I still don't feel like necessarily equal, because it's like a naturalized process. Like it happened to me like a baptism, you know. But I did get to finally vote, which was like super exciting, because my parents said that in the war, like you would like get hurt for voting. Like people would cut your fingers off because you have to fingerprint. And so they would see like you've been fingerprinted, and it just felt like so big to have this right that people take for granted. And I got to vote and things leveled out. We had stayed in El Salvador, my life would be different because there would be no life. I feel pretty certain I wouldn't have survived, or my mom wouldn't have survived. My dad would have, I don't foresee him having come back to a war zone after having been in Los Angeles, so it would have been my mom and I just stuck in a war zone. I'd like to think that I'm the type of person that enjoys achievement, innately, but I also think that it's something that was instilled by having been uprooted from a war zone and given a second chance. So if that significant event hadn't happened and I would have still been in El Salvador, I can't answer for her. I'm not her. You know, I speak for all immigrants when we say we know that we've been given this opportunity, so we have to work hard, you know. We're going to rejoice in it. We're going to live joy, and we're also going to work hard and give back and be productive people if we've been given the chance, you know, if we've been given the open door.